North Korea combats multiple disasters on the home front. China throws the book at a Uyghur church leader, and a ministry celebrates 200 years of future outreach. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The people of North Korea face disaster. A sudden currency devaluation coupled with the disastrous harvest threatens to collapse the food market. Starvation is imminent for millions. Open Doors Paul Esterbrook says the government response was a 100 days of combat edict.
These are days when mobilization is controlled very strictly. People can't go from place to place without a permit. And they're expected to work extra hard.
Complicating matters, North Korea's suspicious nature and isolation keeps them in the past.
They're still believing that America wants to wipe them out. And so combat is something that they're constantly prepared for. So this is kind of normal for a country like North Korea.
Open Doors' work was limited in the past few months because of these combat periods. You can pray with believers there.
They're praying that they will have the ability to stand strong through the pressures they face, that over this Christmas time, they will still have the chance to share the message of Jesus coming.
Next, despite laws preventing conversion, Muslims are turning to Christ in what's being called an amazing move of the Spirit in northern Algeria. Pastor Yusuf Jacob with Operation Mobilization reports phenomenal church growth.
We have churches today that they grow 820% a year. Many came from Islam with no Christian heritage, no Christian background, no resources whatsoever, no training, but they just believed in God.
Jacob says the Kabylie region has a church in every village or town. One village has more churches than mosques. With all the new Christians, training is a huge need. Jacob says funding is desperate.
If we fail to train, disciple, and empower the Algerian church today, I believe it will be one of the biggest mistakes in the history of mission to Muslim world.
That training will ignite evangelism across North Africa and Europe. Your support can make it happen. You're listening to Mission Network News. Earlier this week, China Aid learned that a harsh legal sentence was given to House Church leader Ali Mujeng Yimidi. China recently sentenced the House Church leader to 15 years in prison. For almost 2 years, Yimidi's been held in suspicion of providing state secrets to international agencies. In reality, he had simply granted interviews to media outside China. His attorneys have already filed an appeal. Call us to learn how you can speak out against this persecution. Meanwhile, a lot has changed since 1809 when the International Bible Society was born. Now Biblica, it's changed with the times, all the while sharing an unchanging gospel. This month, the ministry marks 200 years of Bible outreach. Biblica's Steve Johnson says their vision remains true.
I think back over those two centuries of history, and I'm reminded of how Biblica was the first organization to produce Bibles in audio format for blinded Civil War veterans.
Ministry to the military began during the War of 1812. It continued through every major conflict since, expanding to cover as many peoples as they could. Johnson says the key to survival lies not only in holding true to God's word, but also being willing to work with new technology, tools of the era.
Part of the strategy that we're working through in a third century of ministry is figuring out how to adapt to each of those unique circumstances to make the Word of God available to those who don't have it, to get it into restricted parts of the world, and certainly to remind the Western world that the Word of God is still relevant.
And have you been looking to start a Bible study or small group? If so, Sammy Tippett Ministries has republished The Prayer Factor, a book written by Sammy Tippett. The updated version comes with a study guide. The Prayer Factor has been translated into 15 languages and is his most widely read book. Most Christian books are short-lived, but The Prayer Factor has helped Christians for over 20 years. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. During Christmas, it's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of the season. We want to help you keep your mind on the Christ of Christmas this year. Mission Network News is making available the new Chris Tomlin Christmas CD, Glory in the Highest, Christmas Songs of Worship for a gift of any amount. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.